Here we go. Back at Rosie on the House. You know, Vaughn, I really want to thank you and appreciate the fact that you came in and helped educate all of our listeners about hardwood floors. The lessons to be learned are pretty well true from Nogales to Page and every place in between. It kind of stands to reason. I've learned so much. You know, this is one of the reasons I've reopened a home remodeling company again. It's because it had been 11 years since I sold my company. And I just wanted to get back in it. I was kind of getting antsy, and I wanted to stay up on the latest and greatest of what everybody was doing in each of the trades. So, you know, we're operating Rosie Remodeling again, and it's been fun. And like you say, you know, you said one of the things you love about your business is just the great people that you're involved with and meet.
Without a doubt. And every week we meet different people, and it gives you a real appreciation for just the general goodness of people. In general, we've actually developed some friendships that we've turned into camping friends with.
Oh, absolutely.
Turned out really well.
You know, and you were talking a little about a family story about a staycation this weekend.
That's right. We had a tradition. My kids, married kids, really enjoy camping with us, and we've made a tradition. We will go a lot. But a while back, my wife lined up some bargain deal about a overnight, two-night stay here at a local hotel, so we were planning on that. When my married kids heard about it, and they said, well, hey, we're still going camping. But they came to my house and emptied out my garage of all my camping gear and my ATV. And they're up on the rim getting wet right now, I believe.
The Payne family staycation just in two different locations. Huh?
There you go.
Tell us a little bit about East Valley Floors.
Well, I will just say that the most pleasurable part of it is finding a homeowner who needs good advice. And they shop around a bit. They ask questions. They get educated. And they find a product, and we recommend something that is going to be totally for the right fit for their needs. Again, there are some customers that laminate is the best fit because it's on their budget. Other people, engineered floors, dynamite, and a good portion of my family and friends, if they listen to me, will put engineered wood in. Solid wood has its place, too, and some people can choose that because they get to pick their stain color and species and things like that. And then, of course, there's tile and carpet, which we do for customers as well. But I certainly really just enjoy the interaction with homeowners and then knowing that I'm going to be able to tell them, my installers that are coming, they're going to drive a red truck. Their name is XYZ. And each crew has been with me long enough, I can tell you their kids' names, and the same with them knowing my family. So we feel like it's just an extension of my family and my own personal business when they go out. I tell my installers, you're my last salesman.
That's right.
Leave a good impression.
That's right. Been in business since 1984, East Valley Floors. If you've been listening to the show and you appreciate the education you've received and would like to talk to someone of this caliber about any project at your home involving flooring, you can reach them at 480-926-3444, or you can find them at rosieonthehouse.com. Vaughn, what's your website direct address?
Real simple. eastvalleyfloors.com.
There you go. So there's a great few opportunities and great ways to get in touch with Vaughn Payne of East Valley Floors. We've talked a lot today. We've talked engineered wood. We've talked standard sand and finish. We've talked about laminate wood. Any last thoughts you want to leave with folks about maintenance or repair?
Well, more so about finding the right product for you. And that is that knowledge is power. So the more questions you ask, the more information you get, the better you're going to feel about making your final decision, because flooring usually is like the third most expensive investment in your house, and it is something that will be worn and used and worn and, you know, abused sometimes. So if you spend too little, you'll regret it. You can spend a little too much sometimes, but rarely. Well, usually you'll get what you pay for.
All right. Well, there you go. And again, thanks for joining us. Folks, we're going to be coming up on flooring the next few weeks. You've actually gotten a great education on wood flooring today. We're going to actually have upcoming shows focusing just on tile and hard surfaces like stone. And we're going to have one whole show on carpet. And folks, some people say I'm set in my ways. If after a 2-hour show on carpet, you aren't convinced to never put carpet in your house again, I don't know what else I'm going to be able to. And I have carpet in my house, but it's really coming out room by room by room. And, again, going to solid surfaces, but then I don't like noise, So then I go to Area Rugs that we can just roll up. The van shows up at the front door, hand them the roll. It comes back cleaned. I know you can talk about steam cleaning and Kim drying in place carpet, but being a remodeling contractor for as long as I have been, Romy, there's two times when I'm remodeling that I need to have a lose my cookies bucket with me. It's when I lift a toilet up that I'm gonna or a pee trap or carpet.
It's amazing what makes its way through the carpet, through the pad, and is stuck in there.
It is absolutely amazing. But a lot of people say the carpet in that same realm acts as an air filter that way because that's all dust and air that is floating around in your house.
If it's cleaned regularly, that is true. Otherwise, it's just filthy.
Other than that, it's just filthy. Folks, it's Rosie on the House. We appreciate you tuning in today with the opening of college football. I hope your home team wins every game. Listen, if you've been blessed or encouraged by anything in this show, I would only ask you to do one thing this following week. Just pay it forward. Find somebody that needs to be blessed or be encouraged, and just do it. See y'all next week.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.